I want us to think about this. You understand that if there's some kind of an occultic thing that works, we say it has to be from God. So I said to him, I said, here's my experience. My experience is that we long as a people, because we have this supernatural thing within us, we long for the supernatural. We long for something more than this world. We long for heaven now. And that when we deny that, we are then subject to all kinds of, as a people, alternative, I'm not throwing all alternative medicines at the same thing, that go towards the supernatural. They are not explainable by science. And yes, they work, but science doesn't explain them. We're subject to those things because we're longing for the supernatural. And it wasn't until the next night that someone else told me, oh, he's a practitioner. And my daughter was healthy until she got married into that family, and now she's sick all the time. You see, what happens is my hand hurts, and so I can do this, whatever, 10 different ways to do it, and it heals. But you know what happens in a community that is steeped in those things? They can't pay their doctor bills. Why? Because Satan is about drawing people in and making them believe he can do things. And he does that stuff. He actually can make stuff go away. I'm not mocking. I want you to understand. I the other day, I'm going to not let you see this because I'm afraid somebody here actually printed this paper. This is your business or something. I'm not here talking about, I want us to understand that there are things that are supernatural that are not okay. This thing here is an advertisement for some kind of a natural product. And it said, this is for you. This is for you if you feel sad, tense, anxious, stressed, irritable, impatient, impulsive, having blocked or scattered thoughts, short attention spans, trouble sleeping, or too much sleep, fly off the handle, feeling tired, old, weighed down with concerns or worries, constantly distracted with troubling thoughts, cannot get started doing things or giving up too soon, discouraged, everything is a struggle, can't relax, feel misunderstood, alone, and there's a dark cloud hanging over you. You can get the mild version for $29.99 and the stronger version for $49.99. Don't mock this. But these are things for which Jesus died. Okay? I am not here going to deny that there aren't organic reasons why we feel what we do. But it is an indictment. What this says here then is many happy Amish and Mennonite customers. We have many happy and Amish. Why are they putting that on there? Why are we their target audience? Why? There's a reason. It's an indictment to us that we believe in non-scientific things to heal us. And we deny the Holy Spirit. It's not okay. Is it in my imagination, or is it getting really quiet in here? Stay with me. We are body, soul, and spirit. There are things that pertain to the body, but there are things that pertain to the spirit. And some things cross over. They will touch the body, the soul, and the spirit. For instance, unbelief and rebellion. They're in my soul. They're in my body. I want to do what I want to do. But they're also in my spirit, because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. It doesn't only mean it's that bad. It means it is as the sin of witchcraft. It's like that. It's the same thing. So there's things that do cross over. Now, I'm finally ready to get into the message tonight, okay? Like I promised I would. Why am I choosing this message for this night? Because after all, have you not heard many sermons about the two kingdoms? Okay? I'm not arguing that. But the thing that I want us to understand is if I'm going to make a circle here, this is something very deep into our culture. We want a space that is safe, that is good, that is all these things. It's why we don't have televisions. That's why we don't do things, certain things, because we say they are outside.